You hear that slurping, plant friends? That is me on my dregs of my daily dose of greens, courtesy of today's sponsor, Equilibria. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. I always have loved green juice and greens powders. Obviously, I love plants. I love growing plants. I love eating plants. Plants are good for you. And I have tried most greens powders brands on the market, honestly, at this point. I have to say, I'm really loving the Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens. I might argue it's probably one of the best tasting greens powders I've ever had, and that says a lot because I've tried most of them. The Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens contains an immune antioxidant and detox blend, along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. There's no way I'm eating 35 fruits and vegetables throughout the day, but I love that I'm getting little doses and the micronutrients that are in each of the different veggies and fruits, right? Plus, they're certified organic, which I love. A lot of the competitors are not. I just mix one scoop of the greens powder into my water every day, and I'm shocked at how delicious this powder tastes. It's kind of like apple juice. I started back on the greens powder bandwagon because this spring, in this like season of rejuvenation, I'm kind of rejuvenating, doing an overhaul of my health. I've returned to my workout routine. I'm getting in more sleep. I've recommitted to my morning practice, and I've made this Equilibria Nutri-Greens part of that morning practice, drinking the powder in water in the morning. Plus, I love a female-founded company, right? Don't we all? If you want to try this greens powder, Equilibria is hooking you up with 15% off. Head to myeq.com and use code BLOOM for 15% off Equilibria's daily Nutri-Greens and so many other different products on their website. That's myeq.com and use code BLOOM at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Doom, do, 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 do.
Hi, plant people. Welcome to episode 21 of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Hello, my beautiful plant friends. Thank you for tuning in today, as always. Today's episode is a short and sweet plant side chat. But before that, I just want to give you guys some inside scoop for what's next for Bloom and Grow Radio. Today is going to be the final episode of season one for the show. But not to fear, season two is around the corner, like super-de-duper around the corner, like 2 weeks around the corner. I'm not really going anywhere too far. I'm just going to take a couple weeks off of the show to regroup, refocus, and prepare for all the incredible guests and opportunities that we've got coming down the pike for the show. So stay tuned on Instagram for more announcements or subscribe to my email list. I think a little break is also good for everyone. It gives you a chance to catch up on episodes maybe you haven't listened to, and also gives you a chance to share the show with maybe some plant friends that don't know about us yet, so we can just keep blooming and growing this amazing community of plant people. And in the meantime, as per your request, I've been working on another incredible giveaway for you. And this time it's going to be on my birthday, which is April 10th. I thought up some of my favorite planty things and decided for a birthday gift to myself that I'm going to give them to you guys with some of my plant friends. So it's going to be a super fun giveaway. Follow me on Instagram. It's going to take place entirely on Instagram at Bloom and Grow Radio for more details. I'm real excited. A bunch of my favorite things will be included in it. So today's plant side chat, as I said, is short and sweet and inspired by this predictably bizarre weather we've all been having lately. The seasons are changing, my friends. For me, whenever the seasons really start to change, it feels like this magical time where the energy of everything around me feels heightened in its own unique way. First, we have spring into summer, where we're just wrapped in a warmth that causes a huge exhale, and I find myself getting really excited about the sense of relaxation and fun that the summer brings. Then there's that first nip of crisp fall air on my face after a long, hot season that has the most revitalizing energy and always gets me excited to kick it into next gear. And I hope you all enjoy the smell of a campfire as much as I do, because that's a big fall memory too. Then there's the first snowfall. That transition from fall to winter is the signal for me to cozy up, get real introspective, and hibernate a bit, both physically and mentally, to prepare for spring all over again. And now, here we are. We find ourselves in one of my most favorite transitions of the year, out of the cozy cold winter and into spring. Over the weekend, I was on Cape Cod visiting my boyfriend's family, and we went on a walk around the neighborhood. The Cape always endures a brutal winter, so as we were walking and saw remnants of gray lawns with patches of dead grass, dead leaves, remaining little pockets of whatever the last snow was, and none of the snow was clean. It was all that gross gray snow. It just looked like a final gray blanket of the dull signs of winter that we all know so well. But as we were walking, I saw, out of the corner of my eye, a glimpse of purple. Clusters of crocus, purple and gold. Crocus, my boyfriend's mother mentioned as I got closer to the plant. And I just marveled at this bright burst of beautiful color amidst all this gray and the sheer audacity that this plant had to shine and step forward ahead of its plant friends. This beautiful purple flower with bright orange stamens was just sitting there, simply proclaiming, "Spring is coming." My heart just swelled with so many thoughts. The first, tying back to my first plant side chat, bloom and grow at your own rate. You know, this beautiful flower was simply doing what it was intended, as the leader, showing up first, ringing spring's bell, and then we'll probably die back before other spring flowers even show up, and I really admired that bravery. But it also got me thinking more about the changing of the seasons, what they do so naturally in nature, but also what they can symbolize for us as people. Dormancy is so important. But I think as people living in a society centered around instant gratification, we can get so impatient, and I know I do, and can have such little appreciation for dormancy and what it has to offer. It's important for certain areas of your life to remain dormant to allow for other areas to be in full bloom. Every flower and tree and fruit in nature doesn't bloom in the same season because that would be freaking exhausting, and there would be nothing to look forward to. So why? Why do we expect to have it all at the same time? Not that I throw shade at anyone nailing it in every aspect of their life. For sure, kudos to you. I know I just haven't quite experienced that yet. Although, I have really started learning to love the act of letting some area of my life lie dormant, to appreciate the dormancy and feel the momentum and life quietly grow. I'm realizing I'm becoming more comfortable remaining patient for it to come back to life when it's ready. And that whole experience of learning to lean into some dormancy instead of being ashamed or scared of it has been a huge life lesson that I am so thankful to my plants and plant friends for helping teach me. So at the end of this first incredible season of Bloom and Grow Radio, I ask you, what has been lying dormant for you lately? What season of your life is in full bloom? How can you appreciate both of those states simultaneously for being exactly where they need to be? Is there something that's been dormant for the winter but maybe needs some tending to? Maybe a little fertilizer or pruning, emotionally maybe or physically? Is there something you've been anxious to bloom? Like for me, my freaking Phalaenopsis orchid that I can't make bloom for the life of me? That you realize you just need to take a breath and release the impatience and appreciate the fact that it will bloom at the perfect moment to surprise and delight you when you least expect it? These are all just thoughts swirling around my head after enjoying this first beautiful, magical crocus sighting of the season that I wanted to share with you guys and just leave you a little food for thought. So I'll talk to you soon, and I hope you keep blooming and keep growing all throughout this month. So I'll be gone for the next couple of weeks, but that doesn't mean you can't stay connected with me. Follow me on Instagram at Bloom and Grow Radio to keep track of all the planty journeys and for that juicy birthday giveaway I mentioned. If you're interested in products I'm loving these days, visit my page that I've also previously mentioned in different episodes on kit.com/Bloom and Grow Radio. So kit.com/Bloom and Grow Radio to find suggestions related to my previous shows and some kits on other planty things that I'm enjoying. And Bloom and Grow Radio gets a portion of the sale of any of the purchases you make on kit.com. And it's at no extra cost to you. So it's a super fun way for you to support the show. If you want to support the show without spending a dime, I would also greatly appreciate a review on iTunes or any of your media players, or just simply spread the word about the show. Just tell your planty friends, or more importantly, maybe tell your friend who thinks that they have a brown thumb but admires your plants and wants to get better and become a plant person, because I'm really enjoying helping those people out as well. So just keep spreading the love, and we will talk soon. I hope we can chat for my birthday giveaway, and I just am so excited to bring season 2 to you guys in a couple weeks with some really fun opportunities for you. Keep blooming and keep growing, my friends. Have a fabulous month. Also, anyone interested in the song that I was humming in the middle of the episode about crocus, it's from the Secret Garden musical by Marcia Norman and Lucy Simon. Thanks again for having a listen today. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Bloom and Grow Radio on iTunes and leave us a review. If you want to follow the Bloom and Grow journey and are interested in more plant tips, give us a follow on Instagram at Bloom and Grow Radio and visit www.bloomandgrowradio.com to join the email list. And please let me know what you want to hear in the future episodes. I'm here to help you keep blooming and keep growing.
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up, so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya, and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.